It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer on a Monday. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing pretty good.
Got a lot of work out there this weekend. I drove by a couple times. You're cutting down a big cottonwood tree.
I got to play with the chainsaw for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you can stop and said hello, and you hauled a bunch of logs, and one fell out, and you had to stop and put it back in. And
four truckloads full.
Yeah, you made it out to the landfill and got rid of it all then?
Yep.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
All right. Well, it looks pretty good over there now.
Oh, thank you very much.
Cleaning up the neighborhood.
Well, I had some storm damage on that tree, so I figured you'd cut the branches off that were affected. So
cut it off just in time so it didn't attract any lightning last night.
Yeah, how much rain did we get last night?
1 4/10 inches.
It was needed.
That came down a lot. Pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today,
shall we? Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Hallmer Kenneth Leroy Anderson, also known in the area as Kenneth Anderson. Kenneth was born on September 2nd, 1926 in Dawson, passed away on April 6, 2006 here in Madison. He entered active duty January 15th, 1945 in the United States Army, was honorably discharged 20 months later on October 10th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a general clerk with headquarters detachment of a prisoner of war base camp. He spent 13 months and 26 days in overseas service and only 7 months stateside. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle, awarded the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, 2 overseas service bars for having spent over 12 months in overseas, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the veterans.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. We salute them all.
That's right.
Well, our topic today, the VA has rolled out a new patient appointment tool as part of their electronic health record modernization transformation.
That is a mouthful, isn't it?
It is modernization transformation.
The Department of Veterans Affairs sent out a press release on August 24th discussing a new tool that VA will be phasing in through the next few years. As of right now, only one facility in Ohio will implement this for now, but other facilities will be phased in over the next few years. VA launched a new appointment scheduling tool August 21st at the VA Central Ohio Healthcare System to make medical visits more efficient for care providers and veterans. It's a critical component of VA's electronic health record modernization effort. The centralized scheduling solution, CSS, will be implemented at all VA health facilities to expedite patient care coordination throughout the department. VA's current scheduling solutions require VA staff to log in to multiple software applications to coordinate calendars, clinicians, rooms, and equipment. This process requires a time-sensitive manual data entry and workarounds to finalize appointments. The CSS, Centralized Scheduling Solution, will address these challenges, providing an all-in-one appointment management solution that offers scheduling by resource, which is clinician, room, equipment, simple color-coded time slots, and a single view for coordinating schedules across multiple locations. Through EHRM, which is the Electronic Health Record Modernization, VA will move from using existing electronic health record, which is known as EHR system, the software that stores patient information and tracks all aspects of veteran care, to a new EHR solution that is interoperable with Department of Defense systems. Which makes sense because, you know, to be classified as a veteran, you've had to have been part of the Department of Defense initially. So it makes sense to have interoperability between the Department of Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense. Initial EHR rollout sites will start in the fall of 2020, so it'll be upcoming. Upon full implementation at all sites, the new EHR will unify all veterans' healthcare facilities into one system linked with the Department of Defense. This modernization effort will create a comprehensive health record to provide seamless care for service members and veterans. You can visit VA's EHRM program and CSS for more information. And you can go to ehrm.va.gov to learn about this electronic health modernization effort. And, of course, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
But you have all that contact information there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
I was down there last week, but I didn't get any further than just the person right there. I got my tabs right there, right when I walked in the door.
The greeter's desk?
Yes, the greeter took care of me right there. So
I sit out
license,
there.
My registration tab. So
every once in a while, I sit out there to help cover, and I always joke that I'm the courthouse bouncer.
Have you bounced anybody yet?
No.
Okay.
And I always mean it as a joke.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Yeah, so don't worry when you go up to the courthouse.
That's right.
All right. Well, anything else going on, Josh, we should know about?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. And I guess
Bellingham American Legion will be having their 100th anniversary on September 12th.
Okay.
Members of the Bellingham Legion and their significant others are invited to participate in a meal on that date, and they just got a gambling license approved, so they're hoping to do a meat raffle as well.
All right, sounds like fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm the member of that post, so.
Okay, well, hats off to them.
Yep,
100 years, that's a long time.
100 years.
That's even older than I am.
Not by much.
You're right. So you're getting close. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92 this morning.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.